All right. So today we're diving deep into injection molding.
Injection molding.
Specifically, when it kind of comes out on top, overblow molding,
Right.
when you're creating certain products, we've got this great explainer article
Yeah.
that really digs into what makes injection molding ideal
Oh, yeah.
for some really specific product types.
Interesting.
By the end of this, you'll be able to confidently explain
Yeah.
why, say, the buttons on your
All
phone
right.
or that super intricate dashboard in your car
Okay.
are truly injection molding marvels.
That's right.
So what's interesting is how the manufacturing process
Yeah.
can do, like, so drastically affect the final product.
Yeah, you wouldn't
Yeah.
you wouldn't use a screwdriver to hammer in a nail, right?
Exactly.
Same idea.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And our source really makes it clear that if you need precision and detail, injection molding is really the gold standard.
For sure.
I was really struck by this example they gave about those intricate networks of channels
Yeah, okay.
inside a smartphone case that dissipate heat.
Right.
That level of detailed molding
Yeah.
is what keeps our phones from overheating.
Totally.
And it's only achievable through injection molding.
Really, it is.
Yeah.
It's
So
incredible.
how does that actually work?
Well, with injection molding,
Yeah.
you're essentially forcing molten plastic
Okay.
into a super carefully machined mold under really high pressure.
Okay.
And this process ensures that even the tiniest details
Wow.
are replicated faithfully.
Wow.
It's like creating a high-definition 3D copy
Oh,
of
wow.
the original design.
Okay, so the source uses this other comparison that
Yeah.
really stuck with me. They
Okay.
said it's like capturing a really detailed painting
All right.
with a blurry photo,
Okay.
and blow molding
Yeah.
just can't achieve that
Right.
level of sharp detail.
No, you're right.
And they go on to highlight four key product categories where this precision is absolutely crucial:
Okay, I'm listening.
electronics,
Yeah.
automotive interiors, those small, intricate plastic toys,
Okay.
and medical devices.
Gotcha.
So let's delve into those categories a little bit further.
Okay, sounds good.
Starting with electronics,
Yeah.
the source specifically points to those tiny gears in mobile phones.
Oh, yeah, those little things.
Yeah, and those gears need to be incredibly precise to ensure the phone functions properly.
Right.
Even slight deviations in size could throw everything off.
Yeah, it would be a disaster.
And it's not just about the gears.
No,
Think about the buttons on your phone, too.
that's a good point.
They need to be both functionally precise,
Right.
meaning they respond correctly to your touch,
Yeah.
and aesthetically pleasing,
Of course.
fitting seamlessly into the overall design.
Makes sense.
So moving on to automotive interiors.
All right.
Those complex dashboard panels,
Yeah.
they often have these intricate curves and textures
Right.
and even built-in safety features. Injection molding allows manufacturers
Yep.
to not only create these complex shapes,
Right.
but also to incorporate different materials
Oh, wow.
for different areas.
Interesting.
For instance, they can use flame retardant plastics in crucial spots
Wow, that's important.
to ensure the safety of everyone in the vehicle.
Really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the article highlighted how critical this level of precision and material control,
Right.
especially in a space like car manufacturing,
Yeah.
where safety is paramount.
Of course.
But then there's the world of toys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have you ever really looked closely
Yeah.
at like a detailed action figure or a model car?
Oh, for sure.
It's amazing what they can achieve
I know, right?
with injection molding these days.
It's incredible.
Imagine trying to create a toy soldier with all its intricate gear
Oh, my gosh.
and weaponry
Right.
using a less precise method like blow molding.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be close.
No.
Injection molding is the key
Yeah.
to creating these detailed and durable toys that can withstand years of playtime.
Absolutely.
The article also mentions the use of multi-cavity molds
Multi-cavity
in
molds.
this process.
Okay.
It sounds kind of sci-fi,
Yeah.
but it basically allows toy manufacturers to create multiple identical parts in one go
Oh.
by injecting plastic into multiple cavities in the mold simultaneously.
Wow.
This is how they achieve those massive production runs
Oh, wow.
without sacrificing quality.
That's impressive.
And finally, we come to medical devices.
Medical
Think
devices.
about the casings for pumps or other sensitive medical equipment.
Right.
They need to meet incredibly strict regulatory standards
Yeah.
and often be made from materials that can withstand sterilization.
Oh, for sure.
This is another area
Right.
where injection molding really
It
shines. The
does.
source specifically calls out medical pump housings is a prime example.
Okay.
These housings require incredibly tight tolerances.
Oh, wow.
Meaning there's very little room for error in their dimensions.
Right.
Any deviation could compromise the device's functionality.
It really could.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because injection molding offers such precise control over the material and the molding process, it's the ideal choice for these demanding applications.
Absolutely.
So far, we've focused on like the impressive precision that injection molding offers.
Yeah.
But what about the range of materials it can handle?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, it's not just about shaping the plastic.
Yeah.
It's about using the right plastic for the job, right?
Absolutely.
And that's another area where injection molding really excels.
Yeah, it really does.
It gives designers an incredible palette of materials to work with, each with its own unique properties.
That's right.
Our source even included this handy table.
Oh.
Breaking down some of the most common plastics and their ideal use cases.
Interesting.
I felt like I was getting like a crash course in plastics engineering.
Really?
It was cool.
Wow.
It's like having a toolbox filled with different types of plastic.
Yep.
Each perfectly suited for a specific task.
Right.
For instance, ABS plastic is known for its impact resistance and durability, making it ideal for things like toys and car parts that need to withstand wear and tear.
Makes sense.
Then there's polycarbonate.
Polycarbonate.
It's incredibly clear and heat resistant.
Oh, wow.
Which makes it perfect for things like lenses, light covers, and even certain medical devices that need to be sterilized.
Yeah.
And let's not forget nylon.
Nylon.
It's incredibly strong and wear resistant.
It is.
Which is why it's often used for gears.
Yeah.
Bearings and other mechanical components that need to hold up under stress.
Makes sense.
The source really emphasizes that choosing the right material is just as important.
Oh, for sure.
As choosing the right manufacturing process.
Absolutely.
It can affect the product's safety, functionality, and even its overall aesthetic appeal.
It can.
And that's where injection molding's versatility really shines.
It does.
It gives designers the freedom to select the perfect material to meet the product's specific requirements, ensuring it performs exactly as intended.
I like that.
So we've covered the precision and material mastery of injection molding.
Yeah.
But what about its efficiency?
Okay.
Our source repeatedly mentions how injection molding is a real workhorse.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to mass production.
It is.
And a lot of that efficiency comes down to those multi-cavity molds we discussed earlier.
I remember those.
By producing multiple parts simultaneously,
manufacturers
can significantly reduce production costs and lead times, allowing them to get their products to market faster.
That's great.
The source gave a great example of this in action.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about a company that needed to produce thousands of dashboard panels for a new luxury car model.
Gotcha.
They were able to achieve the required volume and consistency.
Wow.
Thanks to injection molding and the use of multi-cavity molds.
That's incredible.
It's truly remarkable how efficient this process is.
I know, it's pretty cool.
Especially when you consider the level of detail and precision involved.
Right.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
Our source points out that injection molding doesn't just excel in functionality and efficiency.
Okay.
It also brings a lot to the table in terms of aesthetics.
Really?
That's right.
Interesting.
Unlike other molding techniques, they can result in like somewhat plain surfaces.
Yeah.
Injection molding allows designers to incorporate intricate textures and patterns directly into the mold.
Wow.
It's like turning a simple plastic part into a work of art. That's cool. The article mentions how car manufacturers are using this to their advantage.
Okay.
Creating interiors with a variety of finishes.
Right.
From matte to glossy.
Uh-huh.
To enhance the look and feel of the car.
I can see that.
And this attention to aesthetics.
Yeah.
Isn't just about making things look pretty.
Right.
It also enhances the user's tactile experience.
That's a good point.
Making the product more enjoyable to interact with.
That's true.
So we've seen how injection molding offers this incredible trifecta, precision, material versatility, and a keen eye for aesthetics.
It really does.
But what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Right.
Why should you care about these seemingly technical manufacturing processes?
Good question.
Well, for starters, understanding the strengths of injection molding gives you a newfound appreciation. For the level of engineering and design that goes into the products you use every day. Those Seemingly simple plastic objects
right.
are often the result of some incredibly sophisticated manufacturing processes.
You're right.
It's like having a secret decoder ring for the world of plastic.
Right.
You start to notice the details, the textures, the way things fit together.
Right.
And it makes you appreciate the thought and effort that goes into creating even the most mundane objects.
I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And beyond that,
okay,
if you happen to be involved in product development,
right,
understanding these advantages of injection molding can help you make more informed decisions about which manufacturing process is right for your particular product.
For sure.
It all comes back to that analogy of choosing the right tool for the job.
Right.
You wouldn't use a hammer to screw in a light bulb.
No.
And you wouldn't use blow molding when you need the precision and versatility of injection molding.
Right.
Now, as we move into the next part of our deep dive,
yeah.
I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
We've seen how injection molding has revolutionized industries.
Yeah.
Like electronics, automotive toys, and medical devices.
Right.
But what other industries or products could benefit from injection molding's unique capabilities?
Interesting question.
And what innovations could this lead to in the future?
I like that.
Keep those gears turning.
I will.
And we'll be back in the next part of our deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
To explore even more about the fascinating world of injection molding.
Sounds good. So welcome back to our deep dive into the world of injection molding.
It's great to be back.
Before we move on, I kind of want to circle back to this concept of design flexibility, which our source really emphasized as a key advantage of injection molding.
Yeah, it's not just about recreating simple shapes, is it?
No, not at all.
It seems like injection molding unlocks this whole new level of creativity.
It really does.
When it comes to designing these complex parts.
Exactly. The article explained how injection molding allows designers to create parts with these intricate undercuts and curves and even internal cavities.
Wow.
That would be nearly impossible to achieve with other molding methods.
So like what kind of examples did they give?
Well, they talked about designing those multifunction buttons for smartphones.
Yeah.
Each button needs like a specific shape and feel,
right,
both for functionality and aesthetics.
Yeah.
And apparently injection molding was the only way to achieve that level of precision.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And it's not just external features.
Okay.
Think about the internal mechanisms that are often hidden within those seemingly simple plastic components.
Oh, wow.
Like screw threads and snap fit mechanisms. Okay. And even those living hinges we see on things like flip top containers.
Right.
All of these can be molded directly into the part during the injection molding process.
That's pretty mind-blowing. It is pretty cool.
So instead of having to assemble a part from multiple pieces, they can create this complex multifunctional object in a single step.
Exactly.
That must save a ton of time and resources.
Absolutely, it does.
Wow.
And this design flexibility extends to the materials as well.
Oh, okay.
Remember that table of common plastics and their uses we mentioned earlier?
Yeah, I was really impressed by that.
Well, that really just scratches the surface of the material options available with injection molding.
It's like that table opened a door to this whole universe of plastics I never even knew existed.
You can use a vast array of thermoplastics, each with its own unique set of characteristics.
Okay.
And this allows designers to really fine-tune a product's properties to perfectly match its intended use.
So they can really make it do exactly what they want it to do.
Exactly.
The article pointed out how material selection really comes into play.
In industries like automotive and medical,
where
safety is so critical.
Of course.
For example, they highlighted the use of flame retardant plastics.
Oh, yeah.
For specific components in cars and medical devices.
That's a great example of how material choice can directly impact a product's safety and performance.
Really important stuff.
And it's just one of the many ways that injection molding empowers designers to create products that meet these highly specific requirements.
So we've talked about design flexibility and material versatility.
Right.
Now let's dive into the efficiency of injection molding when it comes to mass production.
Right.
Our source emphasized this point several times.
And there's a good reason for that.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Injection molding is incredibly efficient.
Okay.
Especially when you factor in those multi-cavity molds.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a mold with like several identical cavities, all filled with molten plastic simultaneously.
Wow.
That's how they can produce hundreds, even thousands of identical parts.
That's incredible.
In one go.
It's like a plastic-making machine gun.
It kind of is.
I can see why that would significantly reduce manufacturing costs and lead times.
Exactly.
The source provided a great real-world example of this.
Okay, what was that?
They talked about a company that needed to produce dashboard panels for a new luxury car. They required thousands of these panels.
Wow.
All with the same intricate design and high quality finish.
Got it.
Injection molding with its multi-cavity molds allowed them to achieve that level of consistency and speed.
Very cool.
And by streamlining the production process,
they
could free up resources for research and development.
Yeah.
Leading to even more innovative products down the line.
Exactly. That's a great point.
But it's not just about speed and efficiency.
No.
The article also highlighted how injection molding results in incredibly consistent product quality.
That's right.
Because each part is created using the same precisely machined mold.
Right.
You can be confident that every single one will meet the exact specifications.
Precisely.
And this consistency is particularly important in industries like medical devices.
Right.
Where even the smallest variation in size or shape could have serious consequences.
Yeah, it really could.
So injection molding offers this powerful combination of design flexibility, material versatility, and mass production efficiency.
It really does.
It seems like it ticks all the boxes.
It does.
But what about those aesthetic enhancements?
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
We touched on earlier.
Yeah, the artistic side of injection molding. It's not just about function, it's about form as well.
Okay.
The article emphasized how designers can go beyond basic functionality and create products that are visually appealing and enjoyable to use.
So one of the ways they achieve this is by incorporating textures and patterns directly into the mold design, right?
Exactly.
I remember them mentioning how this enhances the user's tactile experience.
Yeah, and they provided a great example of this in the automotive industry.
Okay.
By using a variety of finishes from matte to glossy.
Yeah.
Car manufacturers can create interiors that are both stylish and functional.
It's fascinating how this attention to detail can elevate a product from something purely functional, something that's also visually engaging and pleasant to interact with.
Absolutely.
But beyond the technical aspects, what really struck me was the passion.
Really?
The source conveyed for the injection molding process.
Yeah.
They seemed genuinely amazed by its capabilities.
You're right. They talked about the precision, the detail, the ability to transform an idea into like a tangible object.
It's really cool.
It's clear they see injection molding as more than just a way to make things.
Okay.
It's a way to bring their creative visions to life.
And that sense of wonder and appreciation is something I think we can all relate to, even if we're not engineers or designers.
Right.
It's about recognizing the ingenuity and creativity that goes into the products we use every day and understanding the role manufacturing processes like injection molding play in shaping our world.
Oh, well said. Now, before we move on
okay.
to our final thoughts on the future of injection molding, I want to touch on a topic that's becoming increasingly important in manufacturing.
And what's that?
Sustainability.
Right, sustainability.
Yeah.
It's no longer just a buzzword.
Right.
It's a core consideration in almost every industry.
It really is.
And it seems like injection molding is adapting to this shift.
Absolutely. The source briefly mentioned the growing focus on eco-friendly materials and processes in injection molding.
Yeah.
They talked about how designers are starting to incorporate recycled plastics and bio-based materials into their products.
So it's not just about creating better products.
Right.
It's about creating them in a way that minimizes environmental impact.
Precisely. And sustainable practices can actually enhance a company's reputation, attracting environmentally conscious consumers.
That's a good point.
It's a win-win situation.
It seems like injection molding with its versatility and efficiency is well positioned to play a key role in this transition towards a more sustainable future.
Absolutely.
But we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
From the technical intricacies of injection molding to its impact on design efficiency and even sustainability.
Right.
What does all of this mean for the future of manufacturing?
That's the million-dollar question,
yeah.
and one we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
But for now, I'd like to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
As injection molding technology continues to evolve,
yeah.
What new possibilities will it unlock? What innovative products and applications
okay.
will we see in the years to come?
So we're back for the final part.
Final part.
Of our deep dive.
It's been fun.
Into injection molding.
It has.
And yeah. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has.
We've gone from understanding its precision and versatility.
Right.
To appreciating its role in mass production.
Yeah.
And even sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this final part.
Yeah.
We're turning our attention to the future.
To the future.
What lies ahead for injection molding?
Yeah, good question.
What innovations and trends
right.
will shape this industry in the years to come?
Exactly.
I'm really eager to hear
okay.
what our source had to say about this.
Right.
It feels like we're on the verge of some pretty significant advancements
yeah.
in manufacturing technology.
You're right.
So what do they say?
Well, the source highlighted a key theme
okay.
that's likely to dominate the future
okay.
of injection molding.
I'm listening.
The increasing integration of technology into the process itself.
Interesting.
Like they mentioned yeah. some pretty cutting edge concepts.
Oh, wow. Like what?
Advanced sensors.
Okay.
Real-time monitoring systems.
Yeah.
And even artificial intelligence being used to optimize production
really?
And enhance product quality.
That's pretty wild.
It is.
So what do you think that looks like?
Well, imagine
yeah.
injection molding machines.
Okay.
With all these sensors
okay.
that can detect these minute variations
okay.
in temperature, pressure,
yeah.
material flow,
okay.
allowing for real-time adjustments
right.
to ensure this consistent quality.
So it's basically like
right.
having this master craftsman
yeah.
overseeing every step of the process,
yeah.
making sure each part is absolutely perfect.
Absolutely.
And beyond quality control.
Yeah.
Think about the potential
yeah.
for predictive maintenance.
Predictive maintenance.
AI algorithms could analyze data from those sensors
uh-huh.
to predict potential machine failures.
Wow.
Before they occur.
Okay.
Minimizing downtime and ensuring smooth operation.
That would be huge.
That would be a game changer.
It would.
For manufacturers.
For sure.
But this integration of technology
yeah.
doesn't just stop at optimizing existing processes.
Right.
It also opens up these new possibilities.
Yeah.
In terms of design and materials.
Totally. The source specifically mentioned 3D printing.
3D printing.
To create highly customized molds
okay.
for injection molding.
So you could essentially...
You could revolutionize prototyping.
Wow.
Allowing designers to quickly test different designs.
Uh-huh.
And iterate faster than ever before.
It would be like constantly.
It would remove a lot of the barriers to entry
right.
for smaller companies and entrepreneurs.
Right. Giving them more power.
Giving them the ability to create complex designs
yeah.
without investing in this expensive tooling.
And it's not just about speed and cost effectiveness.
No, 3D printing also enables the yeah. creation of intricate designs with complex geometries.
Wow.
That would be nearly impossible to achieve
yeah.
with traditional mold making techniques.
The article even touched on the potential for 4D printing.
4D printing.
Which sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
I know, right?
They described it as materials that can change shape.
Wow.
Or properties over time.
Okay.
In response to external stimuli.
That's crazy.
It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Imagine injection molded parts
yeah?
that can like adapt to their environment, self-repair,
okay.
or even self-assemble.
Wow, the possibilities are pretty much limitless.
It's incredible.
It is.
To think about the potential impact of these advancements.
Yeah.
But let's bring it back down to earth for a moment.
Okay.
All this futuristic technology is exciting.
It is.
But what does it mean for like the average person? How will these innovations affect the products we use every day?
Well, one of the most obvious impacts
okay.
will be the creation of even more sophisticated and functional products.
Like what?
Imagine medical devices tailored to individual patients.
Oh, wow.
Automotive parts that can withstand extreme temperatures.
Okay.
Or consumer electronics
uh-huh.
with built-in sensors
right.
and intelligent features.
That would be pretty cool.
And with this increased focus on sustainability,
yeah.
we can expect to see more injection molded products
uh-huh.
made from recycled and bio-based materials.
Right. So that means less waste.
Less waste.
Reduced reliance on fossil fuels
mm-hmm.
and a healthier planet for everyone.
It's a promising future
is
where innovation and sustainability kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, like that.
And this brings us to like a key point.
Okay.
As these technologies become more accessible
right.
and affordable,
mm-hmm.
they'll empower smaller businesses and entrepreneurs
yeah.
to create these innovative products
yeah.
and compete on a global scale.
It's almost like we're witnessing a democratization of manufacturing.
I like that.
Where the tools and technologies
yes.
that were once exclusive to large corporations
right.
are now within reach
exactly.
of anyone with a good idea.
That's a great way to put it.
And this has the potential to unleash
yeah.
like a wave of creativity and innovation
yeah.
leading to products and solutions
right.
we can't even imagine yet.
That's the exciting part.
So as we wrap up
yeah.
this deep dive into the world of injection molding,
it's been a journey.
I'm left with a sense of both awe and excitement.
Me too.
We've seen how this process has evolved
yeah.
from this simple way to make plastic parts
mm-hmm.
to this sophisticated technology
yeah.
that's shaping the world around us.
Absolutely.
And it's clear that the future of injection molding is bright.
It is.
Filled with possibilities waiting to be explored.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Who knows what incredible innovations await us just around the corner.
Yeah, who knows?
But one thing is certain.
What's that?
Injection molding will continue to play a vital role.
I agree.
In shaping our world for many years to come.
For sure.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
On this deep dive into the world of injection molding.
Of course.
We hope you've gained a new appreciation.
Yeah.
For this incredible process and all the amazing products it creates.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Keep learning.
And never stop being curious.
Yeah.
About the world around you.